भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यास ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंतो 10th चैप्टर 45 टाइटल कृष्णा रेस्क्यूज हिज टीचर्स सन टेक्स्ट नंबर 2 एंड 3। वाच पितरो इत्या सा अग्रजा सात्वता ऋषभा प्रश्रया अवनता प्रिनन् अम्बा तात इति सादरम् वाच पितरो एत्या साग्रजा सात्वतर्षभा प्रश्राया वनता प्रीणन् अम्बतातेति सादरम् वाच पितरा वेत्या साग्रजा सात्वतर्षभा प्रश्रया वनता प्रीणन् अम्बतातेति सादरम् वाच पितरा वेत्या साग्रजा सात्वतर्षभा प्रश्रया वनता प्रीणन् अम्बतातेति सादरम् वाच पितरा वेत्या वाच पितरा वेत्या माधवजीस उवाच ही सेड पितरो टू हिज पेरेंट्स इत्या अप्रोचिंग देम स टुगेदर विद अग्रजः हिज एल्डर ब्रदर लॉर्ड बलराम सात्वता of the Satvata dynasty, Rishabha, the greatest hero, Prashraya, with humility, Avanata, bowing down. Prinan, gratifying them. Amba, Tataiti, my dear mother, my dear father. Sadharam, respectfully. Translation by disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Krishna, the greatest of the Satvatas, approached His parents with His elder brother, humbly bowing His head and gratifying them by respectfully addressing them as My dear mother and My dear father. Krishna spoke as follows. There is no purport to this verse, so we'll go to the next verse. Nasmato yuvayostatha nityukanti tayorapi balya paughanda kaishuraha putrabhyam abhavan kvachet. Translation. Lord Krishna said, Dear father, because of us, your two sons, you and mother Devaki, always remained in anxiety and could never enjoy our childhood, boyhood or youth. Purport. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti discusses these words as follows. One may object that at this point, Lord Krishna had not actually passed the Kaishora stage, that is age of 10 to 15. Since the woman of Mathura had stated, Kvachati Sukumarangau Kishoro Napta Yavano, Krishna and Balaram have very tender limbs, being still at the Kishora stage, not having reached adolescence. The definition of the different stages of growing up is given as follows. Komaram panchamadantam paugandam dashamavadi kaishoram ha panchadashad yavanam tu tataparam. The Komara stage lasts until the age of 5, Pauganda up to the age 10, and Kaishora to age 15. From then on, one is known as Yavana. According to this statement, the Kaishora period ends at the age of 15. Krishna was only 11 years old when he killed Kamsa. According to Uddhava's words, Ekadasha samastatra gudharchi sabalo vashat. Like a covered flame, Lord Krishna remained there incognito with Balaram for 11 years. And since Krishna and Balaram never took Brahminical initiation in Rajabhumi, it was at the time of their going to Mathura that their Kaishora stage began rather than ended. This objection to Lord Krishna's statement in the present verse that his parents could not enjoy his Kaishora stage is based on ordinary measurement of age. Yet, we should consider the following statement from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 8th Chapter, 26th Verse. Kalena pena rajarse Ramakrishna chagovraje agrista janu bhipadmir vichakramatur ang ajnasa. O King Parikshit, within a short time, Rama and Krishna began to walk very easily in Gokula on their legs by their own strength without the need to crawl. Sometimes we see that the son of a king, even while in his Pauganda stage of life, undergoes exceptional physical growth and exhibits activities appropriate to a Kaishora. Then what to speak of Lord Krishna, whose exceptional growth is established in the Vaishnava Toshani, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ananda Vrindavana Champu and other works. The 3 years and 4 months that Lord Krishna stayed in Mahavana were the equivalent of 5 years for an ordinary child, and thus in that period he completed his Kaumara stage of childhood. the period from then to the age of 6 years and 8 months, during which he lived in Vrindavana, constitutes his Pauganda stage, and the period from the age of 6 years and 8 months through his 10th year, during which time he lived in Nandishwara, that is Nandagram, constitutes his Kaishora stage. Then at the age of 10 years and 7 months, on the 11th lunar day of the dark fortnight of the month of Chaitra, he went to Mathura, and on the 14th day thereafter he killed Kamsa. Thus he completed his Kaishora period at age 10, and eternally remains at that age. In other words, we should understand that from this point on, the Lord remains forever a Kishora. Thus, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti analyzes the intricacies of this verse. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Meledam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitamsa Namahom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamine Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyasya Kripasindhuya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Namo Mahavadanyaya Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Pri Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Rama Rama Hare 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 Krishna Prabhu. So we are reading from this chapter titled Krishna Rescues His Teacher's Son. So this is after Krishna kills Kamsa, and so there is a lot of jubilation, and at that time Nanda Maharaj had left. He was not there. He had gone to be with the other cowherd men and boys who had come from Nandagram. So that time Krishna and Balaram, they remembered their parents were in Mathura. Now Vasudev and Devaki, they were not there in the stadium. They were in the behind the stadium. They were in the prison house. So Krishna and Balaram went to meet them. And when they went, now this is Krishna, Devaki and Vasudeva are meeting after 11 years. This is the first time they are meeting them after they are grown up. It would have been very natural for them to immediately embrace because it's their children. They knew that they were not here but they were in Nandagaon. But that didn't happen. Vasudev and Devaki, they were just stunned. They were just looking at Krishna and Balaram with that mood. Which mood? Aishwarya Bhava. Now this is the difference between Mathura Vasis and Prajavasis. When the Aishwarya Bhava arises, it affects them. They forget their Vatsalya Bhava. But this doesn't happen in Rajavasis. Nanda Maharaj, when he heard that Krishna had broken the bow, now this is something Aishwarya, but he was in anxiety. He was telling Krishna, why you had to break the bow? Now Kamsa will not leave you. Now he knows that you are there. Now this is the difference that Vrajavasis, even when they see, they feel, they experience, but their Vatsalya Bhava is never affected. It is so overwhelming. But here we see that Vasudev and Devaki, they are just looking at Krishna because they had heard, even though they didn't see, that he had killed Kualayapid, he had killed Chanur Mustika, and he had killed Kamsa. Imagine, he has killed Kamsa and they are Krishna and Balaram. So there was no Vatsalya Bhava. They were just looking at them like this. And this, obviously, Krishna and Balaram didn't like. So because they didn't like, this is the verse they are speaking. Now there are several verses, the way Lord speaks, the whole Aishwarya Bhav just evaporates. And you see that in the subsequent verse, Vasudev and Devaki, they are so much in tears that their throat is choked up. They immediately, Devaki takes Krishna on his lap. He starts kissing him, hugging him, embracing. But now here Krishna is addressing, this has not happened, but here he is saying, my dear mother and my dear father, and is offering all respects. He is behaving like an ordinary child, just like any human being will behave. And here he is saying in the next verse, because of us, we are the cause of causing you anxiety. And you could never enjoy your childhood, boyhood or youth. Of course, in the purport, a lot of things have been explained about the three stages. This is Krishna's profile, CV. What he did when. It's all like what was his childhood stage. How he was and Pauganda stage, where he was, how he passed. So there is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur saying that it is not that Krishna saying that youth has also passed. Youth had not passed. One sense is passed, it has not passed. Because Krishna and Balaram had grown up very fast. But Krishna never grows up after that. After 11, 12 years, Kaishora stage, then Yavanam, he remains Yavanam throughout. But anyway, the point here is about this Vatsalya Bhav, that he is saying to his parents that it is because of us, we are the cause of your anxiety. Now, there is another reason why Krishna spoke like this. He wanted Vasudeva and Devaki to understand that, don't think that we are speaking as Nanda Maharaj's son. We are your son. One sense, Krishna and Balaram should be speaking like Nanda Maharaj's children. They are children of both, Vasudeva and But for Vasudev, you may think, you know, they were not here. Maybe now he knows only Nanda Maharaj. He may not know me. Just to make him very sure, you are our father and mother, and we are the cause of our anxiety. And in the next verse, and we deprived you the happiness what a parent should enjoy, you know. Every parent would like that child growing up. So we are the cause of that deprivation. And see the words, these are Krishna's words speaking, how it completely changes Vasudev. And please forgive us. And then here, before that, he says, even if, see this is very, even if someone serves his parents for full time, that is for 100 years if he serves, he'll still not be able to pay back the indebtedness what is to his parents. Krishna is saying this. And then Krishna again, he says, a son, though able to do so, fails to provide for his parents with his physical resources and wealth. He is forced after his death to eat his own flesh. That means if he doesn't fulfill this responsibility, when he goes to the Yamraj, Yamdutas, what they will do when he becomes hungry? Of course, you become hungry there also. And when you become hungry, you are told to cut off your own flesh and eat. See the type of reaction. And then further he says, a man, though able to do so, fails to support his elderly parents, chaste wife, young child or spiritual master, who neglects a Brahman or anyone who comes to him for shelter, is considered dead, though breathing. We have wasted all these days, unable as we are properly to honor you, because we were very fearful of Kamsa. See, they feel that we are so fearful of Kamsa. So please, we are very sorry we could not come. Please forgive us. Forgive us for not serving you. We were not independent. We were very much frustrated by cruelty of Kamsa. Please, dear father, please forgive us. They are offering obeisances, speaking these words. And obviously, Devaki and Vasudev. So the point here, obviously, this sounds as if, you know. So this is what is actually, it is said, Prabhupada says that, you know, in Grahastha Ashram, actually, there is really no joy and happiness. And Prabhupada several times he says, of course we speak about, you know, Krishna is in the center and, you know, that place becomes Vaikuntha. Yes, it is. If it is, Krishna is in the center. But there is some joy which no one can deny that. He is the pleasure of seeing the children. That pleasure only the parents know. What is that pleasure? When they see their child growing up, then he's going to school, then he goes to college, then he's educated, he gets a degree, then he does good in his exams, he excels, and he becomes famous. What a pleasure it is for the parents. And then, of course, the children, later how they reciprocate is another thing. But then for them, this is the greatest joy. There is a motivation that when they grow up later, they will of course take care of. That motivation is there. But this is real, pure that. And what are they willing to do? They are willing to do anything for that time. Just few days back I was reading, this is one film star, you know. Of course now his son is grown up. So he is talking about, now his son is grown up. He is saying, my son, even if I am shooting there in Delhi, I will take a flight in the evening, come back home, just to be there with him at night, to sleep with him. Imagine. And even when husband and wife, they have some disputes and, you know, there is a question of custody. See how much the children play a role. The father thinks he only can take care of the child better. The mother thinks, no, I can take care of him. Both of them think that they are the better parent. She is not. There are so many disputes where the father is not confident that she can take care of. But it's purely love. You know? Because this love is something which is very, very difficult. Even I have seen among even poor people, they are so poor. Of course this happens in our hospital also. When the child, when he's sick and is admitted and he's in the NICU, NICU bill just shoots up like anything. And 1-2 days you say the bill goes up. It's critical care. You should see the parents. Poor, they can't afford, but they'll do anything. They will do anything, beg, borrow, steal, they will buy the money, but see that mere bachche ko bachao. This is what is the real parental affection. But then when it comes to, obviously, reciprocation, it is not the same. It is son, when father becomes old, what is the, I heard from Bhima Prabhu once, he was saying, this is in context with Govardhan Leela, he was saying how Krishna was asking Nanda Maharaj questions. So he was saying about one father and his son talking. They are sitting in front of the TV, they are watching a match. He is giving just to express that what happens to the reciprocation. Now the father is old and is asking his son, son, what is that bird, you know, outside there in the window? And the son is saying that that is a crow. And the father, after some time, my son, what is that bird? Which bird is that? Father, I told you already. It's a crow. Then after some time, the father asks again, son, which is that bird? Didn't I tell you already? It's a crow. Can't you understand? Can't you keep quiet? I'm watching the match. So that time the father answers, you know, my son, you used to ask the same questions when you were a child. And you used to repeat the same question. And I used to answer every time I used to answer this answer. So that doesn't remain. So one sense we may say that, you know, in Shastra it is said that attachment to wife and children is very bad. You should not. This is a very dangerous attachment. But nowhere it is mentioned about attachment to parents. It is not mentioned. Attachment to parents. Now all brahmacharis are all thinking about what I'm talking here. I'm sitting on the Vyasasana. I'll explain. It is not mentioned. But there is a hitch in this. It is not that parents' attachment is also very strong. Prabhupada, when he was in India, he said, you have 4 sons. Give me 1 son. I will train them. Did anyone give? No one wanted to give. Not to become brahmachari. No. My son is my son. He should be for me, but not. Let the neighbor's child become brahmachari and they will glorify, appreciate. Very nice, but not my son. He will not become. No one would like to do that. So Prabhupada tried that, no one. So it's a very powerful thing. But same time, it is not that a real parent who is one who also knows his own responsibility. What is his own responsibility? What is the responsibility of a father and mother to see that this child doesn't take birth again, right? Otherwise you should not take that position. So one sense, you are not fulfilling your responsibility. But then when you claim, this is what happens many times when you're preaching, no, real seva is seva of parents. Especially in Maharashtra. They talk about that, you know, when Vithal came, he said, no, I am serving my parents. You wait. And the way Lord waited. They give that example. And say, look at what you are doing. Now there is one hitch in that. It is not that parents, but provided. Otherwise, if they are an obstacle, I remember once this question was asked to His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj. Maharaj, my parents are opposing. Now one sense, should be very attached, but they are saying that, no, you should not be doing this, you should be doing this, and I want to do this. So he said, if you cooperate the way they are thinking, they will get the reaction for stopping you from taking to real path. It means if you really love your parents, you should rather go against their wish. Because if you go with their wish, what will happen? And the reaction is very severe. It's not an ordinary reaction. Why? Because someone is stopping someone from, you know, accepting true path. To that degree, the reaction becomes high. But same time, there is another thing. The parents were complaining about, you know, he should be responsible. What did he do? Now see, we are at this stage. We need his help. But he has accepted renounce order. And sometimes this question comes up that why are those disturbed, you know, when we say, when we water the root of the tree, the water goes everywhere, right? So why is it not going to the parents? Why they are not feeling that nourishment, you know? They should be blissful. My son is watering the root of the tree. Actually, it is going, but it is not going to the mind and senses. It is at the level of mind and senses they are opposing. But it is going. It is nourishing them. Just because they happen to be the parents and the son is dedicated his life, they are getting purified. Once it was said, this was my question, that why is he like this? Why is so and so, you know, he should be going back home. So he gave me this answer. This was again spoken by, he said, his parents, his mother, she has carried him in the womb for 9 months. She taken care of all the difficulties, sending him to school, teaching him, feeding him, all those disturbances, inconveniences, and then he goes to school, then college, and all the sacrifices the parents have done. Everything is considered as devotional service. Just because he is a surrendered devotee now. See from Krishna's point of view. So you have to see attachment, yes. There is nowhere mentioned that there should not, it is attachment to parents should be there, but parents who are, but even otherwise, even if they are not what they should be, but still they are getting because one person is taking. So there is a very nice, of course in Chaitanya Leela, just a very nice story, you all have heard this before, just to emphasize how this point is. You know in this Sarang Thakur's story, so now Sarang Thakur was one of very exalted devotee, but he would never accept any disciple. He said, I don't want any fame, position. Let me. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, you have so much work, you are worshipping, deities worshipping. You have to do this, you have to wash your clothes. Accept some disciples. He said, no, I don't want that. I don't. Well, then no, you have to accept. So he said, okay, fine. I will accept. So next day morning, whoever I see is first, I'll initiate him. So early in the morning, he went to Ganga to take bath, and he was doing his oblations, and something hit his body, and he thought maybe a log of wood, but when he saw it was a 12-year-old young boy's dead body. So, but he had said that whoever I see first, I am going to initiate him. Now he had the power. He had the power to bring back life. So he chanted mantra and he brought back life in this boy. This boy came back to life. Now the word spread to the village. Now what exactly had happened is, this boy was bitten by snake. He had died, and traditionally what they do is the river. So when the word spread that our son is alive, it is very natural that the parents came running. Son, we are your parents. Come back to our village. So that time this boy, because of Sarang Thakur's association, is already enlightened. So he's saying, yes, you are my biological parents. No doubt. Thank you very much. But my spiritual master has made me understand who is my real parent. Who is my eternal parents. So I will remain here to serve my eternal parents. Through, of course, his guru. So he doesn't go back. So even in Ramayana, for that sake, if you see how Lord Ramachandra, now this is again to bring out the point about how does a son see his parents? What is the responsibility? Now one sense, Lord Ramachandra was not told directly by Dasharatha that he should go to. Did he say it directly? There was no direct instruction at all. But he had just heard that he said, and Kaikeyi told him, he said, just to keep my father's honor, see, what a, of course the Lord appears here in this world to also give us instructions about that, what is the relationship. So he just leaves. He was not attached to anything. This was not an ordinary thing. The very next day he was be coronated. Everything was in his control. Imagine, in one shot, just one time he take a decision, out. I am leaving. He didn't make any type of, you know, arguments or justification, which he could have had any number. He had given his vow, he had given it to his wife, Kaikeyi. And here he is hearing from his father, and just to keep my father's word, I will go. Same thing in Chaitanya Leela, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after taking sannyas, now Vrindavan was this most dearmost place. He wanted to go to Vrindavan. But then his mother said, "My son, why are you going to Vrindavan? You remain here. If you remain here, you may sometimes come to take bath in Ganga. So I'll get a chance to see you. All devotees will go from here to Jagannath Puri. And I will get to know about you." Just because his mother said that, he gave up going to Vrindavan. He stayed here in Jagannath. And after that, when he was in Jagannath Puri, wherever devotees would come from Navadvip, how much he would be inquiring about his mother. And he'll be crying. Now this is the Supreme Lord and he's a sannyasi. Once in sannyasi, he is beyond all these type of regulations. But he would cry, inquiring about how is she, what is she doing. And he will send prasad from here. So this is the issue about parents and how the Lord wants to teach. So in this verse, how we see the mood of Vasudeva and Devaki after they meet, and when Lord speaks, all these things comes out. So Prabhupada, it is said that Krishna does the same thing. Now this is of course a pastime, Leela. You may say that how can Lord... Here Prabhupada says in the previous verse, no? Previous verse Prabhupada says everyone can also have that type of relationship. Talking about parental relationship. Prabhupada says that in the previous. But here it is said that in the Shastra it is said that same Krishna's love, Krishna's mercy, it manifests through his devotees. And when that reciprocation is there, it is not different from what is Krishna's. Krishna's real loving relationship, what he had, it manifests through devotees in this day here. What can be a better example than Prabhupada? When Prabhupada left, he left his own family. Right? He had several sons. But then he left and he had, how many sons he had? How many daughters he had? Thousands. All young people. Now one of Prabhupada's disciples used to say, his early days, we should not understand Prabhupada's love for us, because they had not experienced love at all. They were from broken families. Their parents were not together. They never had any real, what is mother's love, father's love, never had. But it's not that everyone has that in Western world, but these people who came on the street and all, they experienced Prabhupada's love. And that is what was the beginning. They really felt that this is what love, the experience. And Prabhupada, of course, used to reciprocate. So now Krishna, just the way Krishna used to put his devotees in anxiety, same thing used to happen during Prabhupada's time also. Prabhupada, they would hear that Prabhupada is sick. Prabhupada will be leaving his body any time. Now you just see the mood, because when Prabhupada is present, all the devotees, wherever he is, they will rush to meet him. They will sit there. They will hear from him. For them, he is the only one to guide them, give them hopes. They didn't have anything other than Prabhupada's words. If Prabhupada is not, there is nothing in life. And here when they hear that Prabhupada is, maybe he leave his body. All over the world, there were, I think that time there were around 108 temples. Prabhupada's portrait will be there on the Yasasana. They will picture painting of this. and everyone will be sitting in front of Prabhupada, and there will be kirtan going on, and the prayers would be, if Krishna you wish, if Krishna you will, please allow Prabhupada to stay back. And it would be so much intense. This was a relationship. And then they will hear that Prabhupada is now recovering. Prabhupada recovered, but same time, what would happen to all the disciples is not something ordinary. That so much they would go through purification, you know, in that state of anxiety. So the same love, what we see here in Srimad Bhagavatam, is what Prabhupada is. So Prabhupada was a visionary. He could see, and he could see that all these children, of course Prabhupada is to see them as, you are representatives of my Guru Maharaj. And he would serve them with that mood. He never served them thinking that you are my disciple. He said, you are representative of my spiritual master, so I will serve you. And his mood was always, even though he has to instruct, even though he has to say rascal, even though he has to correct them, but it was, the mood was always to serve them. This was a reciprocation going on. Just to conclude, this is how Prabhupada, of course, parental relationship, but Prabhupada also was in a visionary related to many other things. For example, now we say that Bhumi is also mother. This is Prabhupada was the one who used to speak early 70s, nowhere in the world that time, no one will talk about all these green initiatives, environmental issues. It was not there. The Prabhupada had the vision to see earth, Bhumi as mother. Because Bhumi is the one which, everything is coming from Bhumi. The grains are coming, the fruits are coming, the vegetables are coming, the milk is coming. The cow eats the grass, it has to eat grass to give milk. Everything is, and this is what should be worshipped. This is how he was cultivating farm community. Even last day of his life, he wanted to go to Gitanagari. From London, he was health also, but he said, I want to go to Gitanagari. So this was those days. And now all over the world people are talking now. You know, now it has become, so this was Prabhupada's vision. There is a, even one politician recently was asked about, so he said, yes, what to speak about my respect? I even also respect. Now he must be, he is a cultured person, no doubt. So he was speaking, just to bring out this point, that how earth is also mother. There is one verse, I'm sure this is very popular in schools also, children used to be taught. Maybe you may be knowing about. This is a Shama Vachana. Shama is seeking forgiveness. What is the forgiveness? Samudra Vasane Devi Parvatastha Mandale Vishnu Patni Namastubhyam Padasparsham Samaswami. That means, when you get up in the morning from your bed, you are going to put your feet on the floor. That is Bhumi. But then see the prayers. Samudra Vasane. Oh mother, the oceans are like your clothes. The hills, the mountains are like your bosom. You are the wife of Vishnu. Please forgive me. I am going to step on you. Now this politician said this. Kid, when I step, when I get up early in the morning, before I put my foot down, I seek forgiveness. So this is the culture what Prabhupada had that time. And now, of course, he is giving vision. So there will be many solutions for what these problems are going on. But unless this connection is there, everything, solution will be incomplete. Just last October, there was one nice seminar. A few of you must have attended. It was on Save Ganga. Today, for your information, today is Janu Saptami. I don't know anything about it. I just asked Prem Kishore Prabhu, say something. What is Janu Saptami? So he says, Janu Saptami is the day where Ganga is really worshipped. So it's very appropriate. So there was a seminar. This was by one organization, very really concerned. Now see the importance of. Now who are the people who came for this seminar? Save Ganga. Now who are the people? There was an ex Supreme Court judge. There was a journalist. There was a politician. There was two professors from IIT. And I forgot there were. And of course one person from spiritual world. Not spiritual, I mean. He came as a sadhu. So now all of them are showing their concern. What is their concern? How to prevent? So the IIT people are talking about the technology. They're using all their creative brain and all. How this can be prevented, promotion. And the judge is talking about all the rules and laws, what is there in the country. And the media is saying that, you know, how we can help you in this thing, awareness and all these things. But all this awareness, there is no one is trying to mention about whom it belongs to. This nature, whom no one talks about. So then, of course, the speaker, he spoke about it. So he spoke that, yes, should be a multidisciplinary approach to save Mother Earth. It is very nice that all of us should get united and we should speak. But then, if you don't bring out this concept, what is that concept? Mai esha gunamai. That this belongs to, Krishna says in Gita, that this material nature belongs to me. If that connection is not there, whom it belongs to, and you try all those things, it just remains some type of a pious activity, or in other words, still you are an atheistic person. You are an atheist, but you are trying to find some solution. So the real solution is in connection with the whom it belongs to. Naturally, if it belongs to him, why would anyone exploit? So the root cause, the solution was given is, all these things are very nice. You know, all this disciplinary approach from IITs and the law and all. But unless that mentality from within, what mentality? An exploitative mentality or enjoying mentality. You know, this is meant for me and this I am the enjoyer. If that internal driving force is not there, whatever you try, it is just a question of time, you know, temporary. Because Ugra Karma, now there was one reason that because of Ugra Karma, you know what happened in Uttaranchal? All these things happened because there was dam and this and all. But if you correct it with all the IIT brains, but if this mentality is not corrected, it just remains superficial. So we as spiritual minded people, our awareness is always in connection with Krishna. If this is done, then there is. So this was Prabhupada's vision those days, remember. He was talking about farm community. How to live off the land. Because that is real economy. City life is artificial life. It is not going to last long. It is going to collapse. Now we are not prepared to go back. Because we are not used to it. How can you go back? Because we are so used to it. But eventually, what is going to survive is only farm community. It is already predicted that there will be wars. War for what? War for food and water. Just imagine, war will be there for water. Now these words are not some baseless words. These are prophecies going to happen. So village is the one where real living in harmony, that is respect to Mother Earth. So this was just a connection where I felt that so much is being spoken now in our own society, that how Mother Earth should be respected, especially about this organic farming and cow protection and, you know, the project of Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati. So this is what is awareness should be there in this context. But it is Lord. So here, of course, the Lord is giving his own example about how should be grateful to Mother. So when it comes to environment, how grateful should be to Mother Earth? Not just digging and, you know, exploiting. There will be a reaction. There is already a reaction. So this is a message to keep on this contest, what is happening. Then of course Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has already given this. Unless we purify our consciousness, these things are just a discussion, and this mentality can be corrected. As I was hearing Prabhupada say that Krishna has got the enjoying mentality. Krishna is the enjoyer. I am part and parcel. So it is very natural that even I have enjoying propensities. What should I do? What is wrong in that? Krishna is the enjoyer. I am a part and parcel. Of course it is true that we have the enjoying propensity is there. The only problem is that enjoying propensity is contaminated by material consciousness and you are trying to enjoy in the wrong things. And there is no enjoyment. So real enjoyment is in relationship. When a person becomes very pure, that enjoying propensity is there. But his enjoying propensity is enjoyed by Krishna and that enjoyment has no limit. So enjoying propensity is there. So the mentality of enjoying propensity which is contaminated, which is a wrong concept. How? The senses, the mind, the limbs, sense gratification that can be only purified by chanting the holy name and this is what Prabhupada gave us. Chant and be happy. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Hare Bol.